Vietnamese Poems by Cosmos, Spring 2019. Sing, ghosts. I walk around the streets of old Saigon, seeing, sensing the undead, the ghosts of the war that haunted life so many years ago. So many people died for war that never should have been fought. Reasons are still not clear. Great tragedy unfold in a land halfway around the world. The ghosts smile at me. Then they disappear, leaving me in the presence. Life goes on. Old ghosts. Old ghosts wandering the streets of old Saigon, lost spirits of the dead, died during the endless wars. Ghostly apparitions around every corner. Here was Kiroi and his gang of soldiers. Over there were the Viet Cong waiting to kill them. Saigon is filled with memories like that. Terrible times were had here in old Saigon. Silent, the ghosts parade the city streets. Mastering the Saigon Shuffle. When I first visited Saigon, learning the Saigon Shuffle was difficult, and now, 24 years later, it all seems to be coming back. There's an art to crossing the street, dodging the motorcyclists, the taxis, the private cars, the bikes, and other pedestrians, and the buses. Art consists of letting the big guys go first, then walk between the motorcyclists and cyclists, trusting they will get out of your way. And they, being masters of the Saigon Shuffle, always find a way. My two trips, I was struck by how it all flows together. Without a central authority and almost no planning, lights or cops. Somehow it just is, and somehow it works. It's still a mystery to me, 24 years after first encountering the Saigon Shuffle. Coffee Lady. Every morning I've gone out for Vietnamese coffee at a sidewalk cafe down the street from our Airbnb. Owner is a pleasant middle-aged woman who for some reason likes us, smiles at us, greets us in Vietnamese. She does not understand English or Korean. I wonder why there was this connection between us. Dawned on me, perhaps in a prior life she knew an American or two and I reminded her of someone. Perhaps she is fond of Korean K-drama and Angela reminds her of her favorite K-drama star. Perhaps it's both, or another reason entirely, but I moved today and will miss her. Might go back for a final cup of coffee to say goodbye to my Vietnamese coffee lady. Mostly harmless old lady in the alley. There's an old Vietnamese lady in the neighborhood, obviously senile. Everybody knows her and I watches over her. Make sure she stays out of trouble and out of trouble. Shocks to everyone, but no one seems to understand what she is babbling on about. They smile at her, and she smiles back, reminds me of the phrase, from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, mostly harmless. She is, for some reason, she likes us. And like my Vietnamese coffee lady, I wonder why. Why was this connection between us? It dawned on me, perhaps in a prior life, she knew an American or two. A reminder of someone, or perhaps she is fond of Korean K-drama, and Angela reminds her of her favorite K-drama star. Perhaps it is both, or another reason entirely. But in any event, I look forward to seeing her smiling face every time I walk down my alleyway. Walking down the street in Ho Chi Minh. I'm walking down the streets of old Saigon, OCMC, enjoying the views, watching the Vietnamese women walking down the streets, proudly walking, knowing they're the most beautiful women that God ever created. A sachet about, knowing all men covet their lovely bodies and have the women as well. And they smile one and all, sickly smileys, engaged in erotic daydreams walking down the street. Yes, the Vietnamese women among the best of God's creation. God is an artist, because fine art as that of the Vietnamese women, Korean women, Indian women, European women, and Hispanic women, American, or frankly, all women. Oid to Vietnamese coffee. Vietnam is best coffee in the damn world, just perfect, hot as hell, sweet as heaven, with kick my ass attitude to boot, can't resist it, even though it means I can't sleep. Must have my damn Vietnamese coffee right now. VC. Tsagon 1 meets all sorts of strange characters, VC. VC, he called himself. He was filled with stories from the war and the revolution afterwards. VC was a young man in Da Nang during the war. 15 years later, recruited in the VC, infiltrated the bases, and had a street urchin. Stowed away at night, hiding on the Bad Air base, stealing things and sell the black markets, just when the army of street urchins became friendly with the enemy. Called him VC and the nickname stuck. That is what he called himself. Said he became a VC SEAL, learned the English. From his black marketing days, he perfected art of wheeling and dealing in street church in the mean street in Da Nang. After the war, he rose to the ranks, retired as a general, became a college professor, later opened his own business, interior design business, and Saigon became Saigon once again, wheeling and dealing around the world, always one step ahead of the semi-communist authorities. One day he came back with 24 bottles of wine. Cussing guy said, "That's too much." Said, "But I can't drink them all," and gave him 5 bottles. Problem solved. And VC laughed and laughed. Wine washes us over us and become drunk with his own stories from the mouth of VC. Just another night in Saigon, drinking the night away with the VC. Buddha in Vietnam. Saigon, I saw the Buddha. Buddha images are everywhere. Temples are scattered about here and there and everywhere. Buddha lives on. Hearts and the minds of the Vietnamese soul. The communists tried to get rid of Buddhism and other religious traditions. But they failed and Buddhism has come back. Still speaks to the Vietnamese people a different style, different vibe than Korean Buddhism. But still Buddhist thought prevails in the tropical lands of the South. Mekong dream. Traveling along the Mekong back in time, seeing the rivers, the people, imagining life in the river, imagining the war, the past, the Mekong Delta. The present tourist boom, yet life goes on with a laid-back rhythm. So travel the river, we were transported back to our earlier time, following the ancient rhythms in the Mekong Delta. Down and out in Saigon. Southeast Asia and Mexico has always attracted certain Westerner, the down and out on a downward spiral. Why? Relatively cheap to live, lots of part-time gigs, teach English or other things, booze, drugs, sex, readily available and cheap. Places to stay, dirt cheap, and no one needs to sleep outdoors. Easy to disappear into the foreigner's backpacker's ghetto and escape from wherever you are running from. Locals are somewhat tolerant. Police usually look the other way, and there are lots of people in your shoes. I was surprised to find that Saigon has become the latest place with the down-and-outer crowd together, together. Bangkok, one sees them a lot, Cambodia as well, Nepal and the Philippines, south of the border, Mexico as well, and India not so much, and Korea and Japan, just too damn expensive, too cold to be outdoors. Back in the day, I used to work at the citizen services gig and saw lots of the down-and-outer set. Old song comes to mind, no one remembers you when you're down and out in the States. Being down and out means leaving in the mean streets, and it's very difficult to live with almost no money. Very side hustles don't give you much money unless you're dealing drugs and teaching ESL is not an option. Food is expensive, transport is expensive, booze and drugs is expensive, rent is prohibited, commercial sex is expensive. No one loves you and down and out. No one knows your name. You're just an endless homeless bum, invisible to all as you try to make do. Much better to be down and out in Southeast Asia than the mean streets of the USA. Ghosts of Chu Chi. Crawling down the tunnels of Chu Chi, I can almost imagine the Viet Cong guerrillas hiding deep under the tunnels and land above us is turned temporary desert with the vegetation burned off by napalm Agent Orange. Viet Cong creep out at night, stealing the bases, stealing weapons, food, supplies, and occasionally killing soldiers in their sleep. U.S. soldiers stay on base at night, terrified of the mosquitoes of the Viet Cong. Ghosts around me telling me their stories, and alas, I fled. Through the emergent escape tunnel, during victory, found and shaken up by the ghosts of the Chu Chi tunnels. Saigon, 2019. Vibrant, exciting. City on the move, becoming a world-class city, yet still with a Saigon swagger. Wandering the street, dodging the traffic, admiring the women, enjoying the food. Saigon enters my heart, I know that I will be back. City is growing on me, reminds me of Korea back in the 1990s. Won't Venice develop but not become a carbon copy of another big Asian city, obliterating its past in search of a false modern image? Or what can reclaim what makes Saigon Saigon and not become another Gangnam? Hope it does it with Saigon style, and the plea will revolve. The country may emerge and become what it should be. Paris of the East, that is my vision. Saigon, 2019. Saigon, 1995. 1995, one of the first tourists allowed into Vietnam to freely wander about. Tourism was in its infancy, and Saigon was chaotic, wild, and crazy. Traffic was insane. There were a few tourism sites, few hotels, few guest houses, and not too many restaurants. Food was good. We saw the War Memorial, the Reunification Palace, and the big market. Felt we were being monitored. Beggars were everywhere. There were scams everywhere. It was not that pleasant an experience. But Saigon grew up, became a much more tourist-friendly place. These problems we encountered are a thing of the past. Saigon is so much better, so much developed, that it has captured our soul, and we will be back. Avoiding the war due to two birthdays. I avoided being drafted due to a fluke in my birth certificate. In 1975, last draft was held and some people were drafted, but no one went to Vietnam. The war was ending by then. I avoided the draft, though, to no effect of my own. My number came up the draft list. My real birthday was in the zone. Then my mother pointed out that my legal birthday was different. When I was born at 1 a.m., the night clerk typed up my birth certificate with the wrong date. My father pointed that out. She said, once I typed it, that is his birthday will be what I type. Get used to it. My father gave up. So 18 years later, it saved me from the last draft. Never made it to Vietnam. Many years later, visited Vietnam right after reopening relations. Glad I finally got to see the country that so many Americans visited involuntarily so many decades ago.